My daughter is in India, and we Skype. Did I even know what that word meant 2 years ago? Not only do we get to talk as long as we want for free, but we actually get to see each other. When she's sick or tired, I can see it written on her face. When she complains that because of the heat and the monsoon, she's been sweating for months, I can see the sweat rolling down. After she finally adjusts and is overwhelmed by the ecstasy of travel in a new and fascinating place, I can see that, too. Of course I miss her. I haven't hugged her in months. But sometimes we talk, and I see her every third day. When I was 20, my daughter's age now, and living my bohemian years in France or hitchhiking to other places, my mother went months without knowing even which country I was in. I tried to send a postcard every other week, but I can't remember how efficient I was at that. And France is not India. So maybe my mother knew it would be easier for me. I was penniless, and that knowledge must have been hard on her. I know she prayed for me daily. I don't have to pray for my child or hope for divine protection. I get to Skype with her. I wonder how this makes the experience different for both of us. I know that those years of travel when I was 19 to 22 shaped me. I learned to be comfortable alone, the necessity of learning new languages, about the kindness of strangers, in my case, French strangers. I know that those years of travel gave me an occasional comfort in the face of uncertainty, which I didn't have before. That comfort's not necessary for everyone, and some might even think it makes my approach to life too easy. I think it has stood me in good stead. What will my daughter be left with? Confidence, I hope. But perhaps it will be a confidence in her abilities to navigate the world with the comfort of technology, and her sense that she can use that technology whenever it's available to reconnect with the small group of people on the other side of the planet who love her. It has to change things.